the Jewish church. We've been respected in the Muslim church because fatherhood is an international language that everybody speaks, that all can get on board. And then there's, of course, the most important thing, positive self-identity. You see, hurt people, but healed people can heal people. But nobody will save us for us but us. That's why we wanted to take time to give you the blueprint. We've taught this blueprint in the United States Congress. We've taught it at the House of Representatives. We've been at the Capitol. We've been all over the United States teaching. And we're about to take this message to different cities as we set up different chapters. But what I want you to understand, fatherhood goes along with mentoring. If it's a young man involved, and a young lady too, because how can a young lady know what kind of great man she wants if she doesn't see one? If you can't be one, if she can't find an example that she can follow for her life. And so, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of our children have suffered childhood trauma. According to the recent studies, 54% of people serving life sentences and parole for crimes committed as youths reported witnessing violence in their homes. There are high rates of abuse in our community. 46% of those people reported experiencing physical abuse. 79% of the girls reported sexual abuse. But we have the capacity to change because we know what we need to do. We have the experience on trauma. We have the reliable messengers in the community, and the children can learn from what we teach them. But if we don't teach them, there's not going to be any change. If we don't fund programs like this, there won't be any hope. A person will shoot another person from the thought in their mind, from the hurt in their emotions, from the miseducation in their life, from the misguidance of the streets, which is why we have to fight to fund fatherhood everywhere. A lot of people say, well, what happened to the fathers? What, you know, in the history of this country, when they gave housing to women and children, they said, don't bring that man in there. Now, you can get this, but don't bring the daddy up in there. And it castigated men. It almost made it seem as though we didn't want to be there, but we did. But we wanted our children and families to have a place, but they weren't giving us anything. But now there was a study in 2016 that turns all that around. They did a study on fathers and men all around the world. And this study, done by the CDC and the APA, that's the Center for Disease Control and the American Psychological Association, points out clearly that the black father, when compared to other fathers from around the world, was one of the best choices to take care of their children because they love their children. And even though they weren't in the home, they showed a profound love and care for their children, for their safety, for their protection, and for their upkeep as much as they could. It's what they had. And that is a gold badge on dad's suit because it shows that a father's love, though it's different from a mother's love, is necessary for the balanced life of a child. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, It's going to take some work. It's going to take some fighting. But remember, it says in the Bible, it said it doesn't go to the fast. It doesn't go to the strong. It doesn't go to the wise, but to him who perseveres to the end. And we're in it for the long haul. This is not a race of speed. This is a race that will be run for the long run. And we're going to be ready. We're going to educate, train, and build a generation of fathers that will change the paradigm in our cities and communities. And people who hear this are going to call in. They're going to say, how can I get some certified fatherhood facilitators? How can I build a group of men that can come in my community and take over and change it from old to new and bring the young men in and train them to be leaders too? Contact us, www.100fathers.org. Come to the Greater D.C. National Action Network. Ask questions. We're here. We're bringing a program that has been overlooked, underused, and ready to go. And so I thought it important today that as a CEO and the founder of the 100 Fathers Incorporated, that I bring you this message of hope, that we can turn our communities around. But it's going to take some time for us to train the next generation of fathers who, working with strong women, with the right information, can change the paradigm, can change the mind of little Johnny out there running around with a gun. Give him a job, give him something to do, give him the right information to save himself and his community. Because there's some people out there that's going to allow that to happen. We can't. We have to stand for what is right, what is righteous, and what is acceptable in the eyes of God. Speaking of that, what God are you talking about? Because I'm talking about the Black Messiah. I'm talking about the God of all people. But I'm trying to bring the whole story to you, that we've been miseducated. Yes, we have. We've been miseducated. We've been told one thing and given another, but that's okay. Because at this Kairos moment, when God has stopped everything, this is an opportunity for us to get ourselves together, to learn what we need to do, and to move forward. Look at the people in Black Wall Street. They had very little, nothing. But they separated themselves. They built churches, businesses. They had factories, banks. They had everything they needed to be successful. And it was all burned down. Now, the next time we have a Black Wall Street, it will be international. It will be a point at which we reach out and receive the love from the world, the funding from all over, and build our communities up in a way that they will never, ever be the same way they are now. And so I want to keep hope alive. I want to make sure that we understand that the greatest minds are the ones that we have not yet empowered. We've invented almost everything this country has that is useful. And that same mind is there. That same DNA runs through our bodies. When we mix with any race, it's always our race that have the dominant gene. I mean, I'm just telling you. And so why wouldn't we want to put that together for good, to build something we can be proud of, and to serve, to lead, and to be the people that we were made to be? We've come to these shores in different boats, but right now we're all on the same boat. But there is no force, however formidable, that a united people cannot withstand. And fathers cannot separate from our families. We cannot allow ourselves to be away from our children. Fatherhood is the key to rebuilding our communities, one soul at a time. And so this is Frank Malone, CEO of the 100 Fathers. You know, the man who gave Barack Obama my brother's keeper. The former national vice president of the world's largest men's ministry of the Anglican community. My brother's brotherhood of St. Andrew. So I just want you to know that with the word of God, with the people of God, if we act right, if we talk right, if we walk right, if we lead in the right way, the anointing of God will be upon us and we'll never look back moving forward with abundance and prosperity. But it all starts with changing that soul from old to new. Nobody will save us, for us, but us and God. This is Franklin Malone. I'm the CEO of the 100 Fathers. Thank you for being on Sister Nia 2X Radio. Thank you for joining me on the Father's Next Level Empowerment Hour. I want to give a shout out to my co-host who couldn't be on here with me, Lana Hallamarian Malone, my daughter, who's a powerful speaker all in and of herself. I'm looking forward to being on with my co-host on the next show and bringing you more information that's going to take us to the next level. This is the Father's Next Level Empowerment Hour. Thank you very much for your time. My time is up.
This portion of the program is sponsored by Join Linda Sherman on the Greater D.C. Chapter prayer line every Saturday. That's every Saturday for just 30 minutes in response to COVID-19. The call is free and all are welcome. Minister Frank Malone is the featured guest minister who delivers a timely, inspiring, spiritual message that empowers everyone listening. Join them Saturdays at 12 noon. Call 712-770-5384. The code is 400847. You don't want to miss the prayer line. Lift you up in prayer. Thank you for listening to Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people. You can hear this show again by simply going to www.blackonblackunity.com. When you get to the home page, simply click radio information. And also, you can hear 10 pages of additional shows all the way dated back to 2015. You're talking about the late, great Dr. Francis Cress Welsing, also Dr. Leonard Jeffries. How about John Ray? Many, many, many others. Queen Juanita Britton, giving knowledge, wisdom, information all day and every day right here on Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people. Thank you. So be sure to stay tuned for tonight's weekly program with radio host Jennifer Jalencia right here on Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned.